Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Sinan Chitty of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy about Turkey's military and the industrial base and where it's going. This is a very powerful nation for the region it dominates, Asia Minor. But as Sinan Chitty lays out, they're building something that is a war machine, not augmenting NATO. It's a standalone, observed Sinan. More of this later tonight.
Not at all. I mean, in some respects, not at all. Turkey's doing this very openly. They're not exactly making a secret of it. They're saying, look, we have a very strong national defense industry, you know, industrial defense base, that it's, you know, it's top heavy in the private sector. There is an element of the state sector involved in this. But major Turkish defense contractors, ranging from shipbuilders to drone manufacturers to armored personnel carrier manufacturers, whatever you want, they're building, bunker busters, missiles, hypersonic missiles, whatever you want to call it. And they're basically saying the whole purpose of making all of these is not basically from an aggressive stance, but they're saying we're building these because Turkey needs a strong military for all the threats it faces. But also more interestingly, they're saying that it needs it for strategic autonomy, not to be dependent for its military and defensive procurements on any one nation, specifically the United States. But if you listen to Turkey's sort of regional neighbors and, neighbors, they will say to you, well, that's great, but all these weapons and offensive capabilities are being stationed and positioned in places where they're within striking distance. And if you pair those weapons and where they're stationed with Erdogan's continuously building escalatory language against the Greeks, the Israelis, and whatever, that means that the Turks aren't necessarily satisfied with what they have, but they have revisionist intentions towards these territories or these former Ottoman territories, and the Turkey, you know, intends to essentially expand upon these, and it could come, you know, at some untold point in the future. And there, and again, these warning signs largely fall on deaf ears, as much as the Israelis, the Greeks, and the Cypriots sort of, you know, raise alarm bells constantly right now. Not many other people in the West are paying attention to them.